pages 73 to 84. He wasn't wearing a shirt, and when he turned his back, the sun caught the scars from the old whippings, rippled and ridged. "There's nowhere for the whip to hit," I thought. "Can't hit nothing new. No new meat." Stupid, the way my thinking worked. But Waller, he wasn't set for whipping. He made one of the field hands to fetch the stump used for chopping the heads off chickens. Sent another hand to the blacksmith lean-to for a wide chisel and a hammer. Then he turned to us, all standing, watching. I had moved to Mammy, but she shook her head. Stood. "It is wrong to learn to read," Waller's voice loud, bouncing off the buildings. "It's against the law for you to read. To know any letters, to know any counting is wrong. Punishment, according to the law, is removal of an extremity." We don't know all the words. Never heard extremity before, but we don't need to know. Waller had two field hands to hold one of John's feet on the block. He put the chisel to the middle toe and swung the hammer. Thunk! The toe came off clean, jumped away from the chisel, and fell in the dirt, blood squirting out all over the block. John, he jerked the foot so hard it knocked one of the field hands over. But quiet. Not even a grunt out of him. He didn't look down, either. Just kept staring off into the fields next to the spring house. "Other foot!" Waller spit and wiped the chisel off on the stump. The two field hands grabbed John's left leg. The one next to the wall of the spring house, his name is Robe, he take it slow. Doesn't move fast, so you could see it was bothering him. And Waller snaps like a breaking stick. "It can be your toe, too. It doesn't cost more to cut another one off." So Robe, he puts John's foot up there, and Waller puts the chisel on it. Thunk. This time was not so clean. The foot jerks back, and the toe is caught by some skin the chisel missed. "Hold it up, damn it." They hold the foot to the block. John, he's still not making any sounds, but his face is stiff, like it's carved out of rock. And there's sweat pouring off his forehead, his neck, down his chest. He's soaked. Waller cuts the last bit of skin. "There. That'll teach you to mess with things you shouldn't. Get a rag and some grease on that." He walked back to the White House without looking back, and as soon as he was away from us, we went to helping. Two hands carried John between them to the quarters, and I went to Mammy. "Fetch the salt," she told me. "Get it in these cuts, for I pass out, for God's sake. Cover me with something so I ain't naked before the Lord." So I did, and she swooned some with the pain and went down. And I frotched her dress and helped to put it on her, and then helped her back to the quarters because her legs, they didn't work right from hanging and standing all day. All the time I'm thinking, be a hell, be a good hell with fire and brimstone and devils cutting skin off backs like Mammy says. Be a good goddamn hell with demons eating at you, pulling your guts out. Be the worst hell there is to be, and put Waller in it. Chapter 6. John, he down for 3 nights. Mammy come up right away. But we grease and wrap John's feet in rags, Mammy boiled, in the pot for cooking food, and he stayed on his back. For the first night he was quiet and didn't say anything, just to lay and look at the ceiling, night and day, except to use a can Mammy put there for him to use. Second night he called me over to where he lay. "What?" I ask. "H." "What?" "That's the next letter. H. It sounds huh or heh. It's a funny letter, because it doesn't make any difference how it stands. Goes up, goes down, doesn't matter. It's the same." He makes the letter in the dirt, H. Mammy, she was in the other end, and she came walking down to us. The young ones be out playing, everybody else in the field. I thought she would roar at him, maybe gut him. But she's smiling. "Are you addled in the brain?" she asked. He nodded. On his side, laying like a broke dog, he smiled back. "I don't get smarter, just older. You know what he'll do? If he catches you teaching letters again, you ain't got so many more toes. 2 more nights, I'm gone. On those feet? On these feet. You'll bleed out. I knew you were going. But wait a week." "How did you know I was going?" "You were always going. When you came here, they brought you in the collar. You are born to leave." John's smile grew wider. "We should have met some other place." "And some other time." "Mammy," she snorted, "I make 2 of you old enough to be your mother." John laughed, rolling deep sound. "Maybe, so that doesn't matter so much." "Mammy," she went on, and he lay back, looked at me. "Make the H, make the sound, then the letter. When you get done, fetch me a piece of rawhide from the barn, so big." He held up his hands. "I need to make some shoes." And in 2 nights, like he said, he was gone. He made the shoes out of rawhide and put rags around his toes, and on the night he was to leave, he made me to frotch him lard and pepper. "For the dogs," he said. He rubbed the lard thick on the bottom of each shoe, and wiped pepper in the lard, and stood to leave. Throws their smell off to the side. Everybody asleep, even Mammy, except me. "I'll be back," he said. "Got some things to do, and I'll be back." But I knew he was lying, just being good, saying the good things to hear. "He ain't coming back," I thought, and watched him leave, hobbling on his stiff shoes and sore feet covering with rags. "Man gets out of here," I thought, "gets clear again. He won't never come be here again, never coming back, not unless the dogs catched him." Chapter 7. Wrong again. Only not right away. He made it clean away. The next day, Waller, he took the dogs and 2 field hands and his horse and set off swearing and stinking. 2 days he'd be gone, and he come back and make a storm around the place, so we all know John he made it. He'd be gone. Mammy, she cried in a happy way, and I smiled some for a time and hoped him well, though he left me hanging. I had only the same letters on both hands, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. I could write them and read them, and I took to making words in my head with them, made hid and fib and jab and had and big, other words, but I didn't dare write them in the dirt. Waller catch me, and he'd make a tobacco pouch out of my skin. So I did them in my head, and tried to see the words, see the letters. But summer went, and then we took in crops. Cotton and corn and killing pigs came. Into fall. I still tried to make the letters in my head and the words. But my troubles came, and though I hid it, I knew they'd get to finding out and send me to the breeding shed. I was in a misery. Mammy, she worked to cheer me, but it didn't do any good. I was feared and worried day to day that I'd be found out. Come a night in winter,